The WIAA has registered as a lobbying group to, among other things, defeat a bill in the state assembly to make it subject to the same kind of transparency as local governments. Representative Tony Stankunis is a Democrat from West Allis. He introduced the bill because he says it's wrong for the WIAA to take money from public member schools and then make private decisions.
This is an organization that is basically entirely funded on state and local tax dollars, but conducts itself as a private organization. So I really do feel that we need to open things up and let the sun shine in a little bit.
The WIAA counters it makes its annual board of directors meetings and meeting minutes available to the public. But there are times when hot-button decisions need to be made behind closed doors. WIAA President Dave Anderson.
We will process 700 student transfer waiver requests each and every year, many of those dealing with sensitive issues. We help our member schools process code of conduct violations on occasion. We will, on occasion, work with our member schools needing to terminate a popular coach.
And Anderson says Deskunis is wrong when he says the organization is publicly funded. He says 90% of its operating budget comes from state tournament ticket sales, and the most of any money collected from schools, public or private, is returned to member schools. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.